Greetings. I'm Sevilla Mann, and this is Why's That? Answering your questions about life in Southwest Michigan. Tell us what makes you curious at WMUK.org. Arthur Riley of Kalamazoo has a fond memory from Charlevoix, where he lived years ago. Arthur says winters up north started out snowy and gray, but then...
the lake froze.
Lake Michigan, that is.
And then we had a lot of sun. It was absolutely beautiful.
When the lake freezes, it cuts down on lake effect snow. We'll explain why in a bit. Southwest Michigan's not known for its brilliant blue winter skies, and Arthur's wondering if we might see even less sun in the future if climate change warms up Lake Michigan and ramps up the lake effect.
Are we going to have even more clouds and more cloudy days, more rain, more snow?
Arthur and I asked a couple of experts about this, and we learned global warming is having an effect on the lake, and that in turn could change the weather inland. How things change in the long term depends on how warm it gets. Before we talk about the lake, let's consider how Michigan's climate has already changed. Dwayne Hampton studies ground and surface water at Western Michigan University. A few years ago, one of his students looked at weather records for 26 cities around the state, going back to 1970.
What we found was that most of the cities had an increase in precipitation, a considerable increase in precipitation.
Well, they got more rain. Hampton says most also saw a decrease in snowfall. And they found all but one city had trended warmer since 1970. Hampton says the warmer the air, the more water the air can hold. So that might explain the extra rain.
And why less snow? Well, it's warmer.
Hampton says, not only is it raining more in Michigan, we're getting more rain all at once. In downpours like the ones that hit Kalamazoo on June 19th and 20th of 2019.
Kalamazoo today underwater, an absolute soaking for the area.
Wood TV reported on the flooding, including at Waldo Stadium. The footage shows the turf under maybe half a foot of water.
Turning it from a gridiron into a swimming pool.
The National Weather Service noted that June was the 11th month in a streak of unusually wet weather in Southwest Michigan. So, the state is trending hotter and rainier. But Arthur wants to know about the lake. How is climate change changing Lake Michigan, and how will that affect our weather inland? WMU biologist Dave Caro researches the effects of climate change, and not too surprisingly, he says the lake is warming at least at the surface.
Not quite as much as Lake Superior, but most of the surface of Lake Michigan has warmed detectably. This is from data that are gathered by NOAA buoys all over the lake.
Although it's warming up faster up north than down here. Caro thinks there are two ways a warmer lake could lead to more rain and snow in the region. First, Caro says if the water in the lake is warmer...
for sure, that means that the air above the lake is warmer. So not only can the air hold more moisture, but the water of the lake has an easier time evaporating if it is warmer.
But also, Caro points out a warmer lake is naturally not going to freeze as much, and we don't have to wait for that to change.
We've seen a very pronounced decrease in ice cover of all of the Great Lakes, Lake Michigan chief among them.
When the lake freezes, that stops water from evaporating from the surface and coming back down as snow or rain. It's why Arthur recalls the sun coming out in Charlevoix after the lake froze. More ice meant less lake effect snow and fewer clouds. But Caro says with less ice...
that means, in principle at least, that the opportunity for lake effect precipitation is much greater.
He says we didn't see much of that this winter.
It'll fluctuate from year to year. But I think that at least over the next 30 years or so, it's a pretty good assumption that we'll see more lake effect snow.
And after 30 years, Caro says that depends on whether the goals of the Paris Climate Accord are met. If countries work together to slash carbon emissions and keep warming to about 2 degrees Celsius, Caro doesn't expect our seasons 80 years from now to look radically different. But if we don't make those cuts...
the prediction is that by end of century, if we continue with our current emissions patterns, that by the end of the century, about 80% of Michigan's winter precipitation will be as rain, not as snow.
So the lake's getting warmer, and that very well could mean more evaporation, more lake effect snow and rain, and presumably more clouds for Southwest Michigan, as Arthur sums it up.
Warmer lake, warmer air, more water in the warmer air.
Tell Wise That what you're wondering about at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.